This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Grelot. Rebecca Cruz, a couple of interesting stories in the news. Costa Concordia, if you don't remember, the great big cruise ship that capsized off the coast of the Italian Tuscan coast. And it's been there ever since. This happened 2 years ago. It happened, in fact, while I was living there in the fall of 2011. The big news is that this week they engaged in the massive engineering undertake to upright the boat and tow it off to where, I guess, a point where it would be destroyed. What is going on with this, and why is this a big deal?
Well, it's a big deal, first off, because the pictures are pretty striking. To see this boat uprighted after a year and a half, almost 2 years, and really they took it 65-degree angle from the ocean's floor up, so really a significant engineering feat to begin with. There's also a couple of other things going on here. You mentioned that there are about 32 victims. There was two whose bodies were never found. And so for the victims to move beyond this, the families of the victims, I should say, there is some hope that they will be able to find some of these remains. So that's part of the story. I think the other thing that's interesting here is that Italy is really looking at this as a point of pride, that they brought in a number of workers from over 26 different countries to come in and be part of this. And they are taking what was really a point of disgrace for Italy, for many of them, which really affected their image in some ways. And now they can kind of turn that around to some degree and be proud of this really significant engineering feat.
Even though it was obviously a significant disaster and one that the Italians, of course, generally were outraged by, but were left with this landmark that was, you know, a huge eyesore and a real problem for the Italian tourist community and the cruise industry, which is a massive moneymaker all around the world, but particularly for Italy, as people love to cruise the Mediterranean.
It doesn't elicit a great deal of confidence in cruise ships to be going by and seeing this this wreckage. So those that live nearby on the Tuscan coast there are very happy to see it upright. And it will be, as you mentioned, taken off. They're thinking sometime in the next spring and will be taken apart.
But as you mentioned, the images are quite remarkable.
They really are.